USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The government is reporting more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in April, and the unemployment rate is approaching 15%. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says those numbers are heartbreaking.
That's a tough story. It's a lot of heartbreak, a lot of hardship in those numbers we saw today. This is, of course, a function of the virus and the pandemic.
President Trump and the First Lady are laying a wreath at the World War II Memorial in our nation's capital to commemorate the 75th anniversary of the victory in Europe Day. VE Day is observed on May 8th each year, a day after Germany officially surrendered to Allies in 1945. President Trump and the First Lady also observed a moment of silence in front of the memorial as taps was performed. President Trump will be meeting with his Joint Chiefs of Staff this weekend at Camp David. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Georgia father and son are under arrest in the shooting of a black teenager in a white neighborhood. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation is charging Gregory and Travis McMichael with felony murder and aggravated assault. Ahmed Arbery was shot and killed by the two men. JetBlue is taking some heat on social media for its Thursday flyover salute to healthcare heroes and first responders above New York City. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Most say the gesture was perfectly fine, but it was the fact that the planes flew so low that caused a problem for many. Three JetBlue jets flying just 2,000 feet above some locations, including Manhattan. Many said it was in bad taste, given people's memories of the 9/11 attacks on the World Trade Center. JetBlue's not addressed the criticism except to say safety was the top priority, and it did work with the FAA to coordinate the special event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump says he's very happy for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn as the Justice Department is dropping his criminal case. Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland worked closely with General Flynn. She tells Fox News,
"It was all a scam from the very beginning. When I was with General Flynn and President-elect Trump and met with the intelligence directors on January 6th at Trump Tower, which was when Comey first told the President-elect about the Steele dossier, they knew at the time that it was Russian disinformation. They knew it was a fake thing, but they seized on it as an excuse to investigate Flynn and Trump and a number of other people. And their plan all along, as I certainly experienced it personally, was to try to trick people into committing some crime or something that they could claim was perjury and then try to force you to turn on others."
Former Vice President Joe Biden is doing his best to campaign during the coronavirus pandemic. As we hear from USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
Joe Biden is back on the campaign trail targeting the critical battleground state of Florida, but without actually leaving his home. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee is staying in his Delaware house amid efforts to slow the spread of the coronavirus, which has shut down most aspects of American lives, including the presidential campaign. He held a virtual roundtable with more than a dozen African-American leaders in Jacksonville.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.